to Julie last month. We talked about the after-school program and stuff. Well, Angie, we did it again.
I know, we were first.
We always seem to wear the same colors.
I came in yesterday and Hegna and Brandy both had on blue with black. I said, well, I didn't get the message. All right, it's 5:30, whenever you're ready.
David's here, okay. Okay, it's 5:31. I call the meeting of the Roland Unified School District Board of Education, meeting of May 9th to order. Just write the time down.
You said it.
Let's have the adoption of the agenda. Are there any corrections or items to be pulled? Oops, sorry.
Okay.
I marked everything else on this.
No, it's okay.
Okay, Dr. Mitchell, will you do the roll call?
Yes, certainly. So Angelina Pride?
Present.
David Malkin?
Present.
Donna Friedman?
Here.
Carrie Chen?
Here.
Lynn Ebenkamp?
Here.
All board members are present.
Now we'll have the adoption of the agenda. I have four items that were asked to be pulled from the consent calendar. The first one is item 8B10. The next is item 8B13, then 8C13, and 8D1. Are there any other items to be pulled? I had your, yeah. Three of them were yours and one was mine.
Okay.
So we shared.
We're good.
Are there any others? Can I have a motion to adopt the agenda for the regular board meeting as corrected?
I'll move.
Second.
Any more discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have an agenda. We'll recess to closed session at 5:32. Sorry. Are there any public comments on the closed session items?
No, none have been received.
Now we'll recess to closed session. Still 5:32. Well, we have a full house tonight. Welcome. We're resuming open session at 7:06. Tonight, we have Rorimer School here, and one of our students, Giovanni Ramos, is going to lead us in the flag salute.
Is Giovanni Ramos from Rorimer here? If you could step forward, please. There you go. Fantastic. Here's the mic. Can you lead us in the pledge?
Sure.
There you go.
Place your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Perfect.
Thank you, Giovanni. For those of you who don't attend the board meetings very often, we always highlight a campus and a school, and tonight it's Rorimer. That's why Giovanni led the flag salute. I'd like to give the closed session report. The board voted 5-0 to approve the resignation and settlement agreement and general release between the district and classified employee number ME9250819. And the vote was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. And Angelina Pride, yes. We have a lot of board recognitions tonight, which is, I suppose, is why you're all here. I'm going to turn this over to Mrs. Healy.
Yes, hello. That works much better. Well, good evening. We have the opportunity tonight to recognize quite a few people. We're going to start with some staff and parents, and then we're going to go into my raucous crowd behind me of students. I'm not as efficient tonight. Our first group tonight is the Shirley Kaufman Memorial Fund. And it's my pleasure to present the 2017 Shirley Kaufman Awards. I would like to begin by acknowledging the 2017 committee for their assistance in selecting the recipients. The committee members are myself, the chairperson, Gloria Burt, a former board member, David Lopez, Rolling Council PTA member, Bibi Leong, Rolling Council PTA member, Jeff Tafoya, Sumner and Shirley Kaufman's grandson, and Joe Tafoya, Sumner and Shirley Kaufman's other grandson. The Shirley Kaufman Memorial Fund was established in 1990 by Shirley's husband, Sumner Kaufman, and his family as a testimony to Shirley's outstanding contributions to the education of students and to the inspiration of teachers in the Roland Unified School District. Shirley taught in the Roland Unified School District for 22 years. The Kaufman family and the Roland Council PTA are particularly interested in strong programs initiated at the school sites that will demonstrate innovative and effective ways to meet students' needs and increase their involvement and motivation to learn. The goal of the program is to support teachers who use their creativity to develop projects that go over and above within the district, which include providing classroom experiences which benefit students directly, provide experiences or programs to reflect new ideas or techniques in the use of technology or innovative teaching methods. The recipients of today have demonstrated that initiative through their proposals, and it's my pleasure to introduce them at this time. Our first recipient from Hurley Elementary School, Rocio Chavez. She's out in the hall. Yeah, they can all kind of start coming in. Rocio, the goal of her project is to bring math to life in the classroom. It will provide the students with hands-on lessons that integrate Common Core math standards with robotics and coding. Our next winner, also from Hurley Elementary School, Vanessa Guadron. Vanessa asked for makerspace supplies that will foster creativity, engage with the students with hands-on activities, provide a collaborative workspace, build a maker mindset, and build on 21st century skills. Our next teacher from Jellick Elementary School, Ms. Nancy Buck. The goal of Ms. Buck's project is to create a space where students can solve weekly design challenges using simple everyday items found around the classroom or at home. From Roland Elementary School, Christina Garcia. She's unable to be with us tonight, but she will be. She's received some solar power educational toys and technology. Oh, there she is. So she's here, Ms. Garcia. Thank you. From Roland Elementary School also, Joan Strasser Duran. Strasser? Joan? No, Joan? Okay, so her project is supporting students in their STEM and Hour of Coding. From Oswalt Academy, Laura Diaz. Ms. Diaz's project is to give students foundational skills in computer coding and an opportunity to apply the skills across core subject areas. Also from Oswalt Academy, Crystal Kamuoto. The goal of her project is to also work with technology skills and ever-growing expectations in our developing nation. From Roland High School, Claire Ruegza. The goal of this project is for students to be able to create custom zines using basic art supplies and block printing equipment during their free time in the library makerspace area. Also from Roland High School, Pascal No. The goal of this project has two parts. The students engage in learning modalities and a breakout EDU scavenger hunt. The students use the QR code reader in their phones to work through many clues, and the students benefit from a kinesthetic activity that promotes collaboration and perseverance through tasks. From our special education transition program, David Koza, who I don't believe is here tonight. The goal is to encourage and develop vocational and social skills opportunities for students that may not have the skill level to work in a traditional job and find a job in the music entertainment industry. And I believe that's everybody.
Ms. Strasser?
Calling Ms. Strasser? Joanne. Right, because I'm saying her name wrong. I didn't see her. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a group photo. And then we'll get Ms. Duren when she gets here. Thank you to all our winners of our Kauffman Grant. Next, it's my pleasure to honor and recognize our PTA, PTSA, and parent group presidents. We'd like to take this time to recognize all of the amazing PTA and PTSA presidents who have dedicated so much of their time in order to go above and beyond for our students. We know that our students benefit when our parents are involved, and we appreciate these groups supporting our kids and doing all kinds of things. So first, from Hurley. You have them. And there's these. From Hurley Elementary, the PTA president, Noreen Miranda. Noreen has raised hundreds of dollars for Hurley students to attend educational field trips, sponsored fundraisers in the fall and spring. Noreen keeps the PTA in good standing throughout her presidency. Our next recipient is from Jellick, our PTA president, Kathy Bernal. There she comes. Ms. Berdahl has facilitated over 4,000 volunteer hours. She provides exemplary support and leadership for the past 4 years, and she's helped to make Jellick a fun place to learn by providing monthly events, spirit days, field trips, and fantastic fundraisers. Thank you, Ms. Bernal. From Roraima Elementary, our PTA president, Elizabeth Ruvalcaba. Roraima received over 100% increase in membership with recognition from the California PTA, purchased Home of the Royal Kindergarten playground screens, backpack cart for the cafeteria and storage bin shelving, and organized our Wonderful World tile and mosaic project. Thank you, Ms. Ruvalcaba. From Roland Elementary School, our PTA president, Anna Carlos. Ms. Carlos promoted student events such as book fairs, Santa Shop, Dr. Seuss Day refreshments for readers, and sixth grade send-off. She introduced family night restaurant fundraisers, including Carl's Jr., Chili's, and Firehouse Subs, provided funding for transportation costs for field trips, including the LA Zoo, the sixth grade outdoor science camp, and many more. Thank you, Ms. Carlos. From Shellen Elementary School, our PTA president, Alice Chang. Ms. Chang provided fantastic family and student events with creativity and artistic talent, promoted events as PTA president while working a full-time job, and made it look so easy. Alice brings organization and enthusiasm to Shellen. Thank you to Ms. Chang. Oh, I don't know if she's here. From Villa Corta Elementary School, our PTA president, Maria Rosas. Okay. She's working her way up. Ms. Rosa successfully raised funds to send the sixth grade students to outdoor science camp, which they have not attended in many years, promoting reading achievement and increased literacy resources by conducting a used book donation drive and a successful book sale for students, and funded 13 grants to support the instructional efforts of teachers. Thank you, Ms. Rosas. From Ibarra Academy, our PTSA president, Adriana Reynoso. Ms. Reynoso has had so many accomplishments this year. She's headed the work to plan an amazing Harvest Festival in October and a visual and performing arts fair in April. PTSA funded field trips for every grade level and added numerous books to our library. Mrs. Reynoso and the PTSA were instrumental in adding technology devices to the hands of our students and greatly impacted our instructional technology program. Thank you, Mrs. Reynoso. From Yorbita, the PTA president, Jesus Castillo. I think he's here. I saw him. Mr. Castillo provided refreshments for families and teachers to enjoy during back-to-school night, open house, and Teacher Appreciation Day. Fundraised to provide field trips, assemblies, and medals of achievement for our students, promoted good attendance by funding incentives to students, and hosted a community of caring event for parents. So thank you to Mr. Castillo. Our Alvarado PTSA president. Oh, Mr. Castillo's here. Come on in. He'll be here shortly. I'm sure he's in the crowd. From Alvarado, our PTSA president, Viri Sedano. Their PTSA funded transportation for all students to attend the LA County Fair, provided inspirational assemblies for all of their students, and raised over $25,000 to fund recognitions for students and staff. Thank you, Ms. Sedano. And next, from Nogales High School, their PTSA president, Maria Varga. Ms. Varga promoting memberships at many of the school events and increased PTSA membership. The membership grew significantly, earning recognition and receiving an award. Maria dedicated her time to Nogales students and helped the PTSA stay strong. So thank you to Ms. Varga. All right, now we have the large groups coming in. We're ready for the big groups. Okay, so we're going to start with our Science Olympiad groups. And as a district, we've been very successful with this event. The county's very aware that we do Science Olympiad and do it very well. Hello, are you coming up first? Because Roland High School would be first. Oh, good job, Mr. Brunier. So, the Science Olympiad is an international organization devoted to improving the quality of science education, increasing student interest in science, and providing recognition for outstanding achievement in science education by both students and teachers. Each year, the organization hosts a regional Science Olympiad where students compete across approximately 23 challenging and motivational events that are drawn from the various disciplines of biology, earth science, chemistry, physics, computers, and technology. This year, the Roland Unified School District had six schools compete in the annual Los Angeles Regional Science Olympiad. Tonight, we will recognize these students for their outstanding performance. Our first school, Roland High School, with our teacher, Mr. Ron Cooper. And our principal, Mr. Brunier. The Roland High School Science Olympiad team, under the instruction of Mr. Ron Cooper, took home two individual gold medals in disease detectives and invasive species, and out of 33 teams that competed in the tournament, the Roland High School Olympiad team placed ninth overall. If I can have our individual students just come on in and I'll talk about you when you come in. For first place in the disease detective events, we have Alvin Dye. First place in the disease detective events, Michelle Chio. First place in invasive species event, Wesley Kwan and Anthony Tan. Third place in the Write It, Do It event, David Malante and Wesley Kwan. Congratulations to the Roland High School Science Olympiad team. Congratulations, Roland High School. Don't go far, Mr. Brunier. We have a lot of Roland High to recognize tonight. Just saying. Our next school for our Science Olympiad is Blandford Elementary School and our teacher, Barbara Daniels.
There we go.
go. Our Blanford students worked for 5 months preparing for the Science Olympiad. Each one came on their own after school and worked with Miss Daniels. Students built items, conducted chemistry experiments, identified mystery powders, and much more. Students demonstrated the discipline required to further their studies on their own. Students were well prepared to participate and showed the courage to compete. The students did exceptionally well and received a Team Silver Award. Our participants in from our Blanford team, sixth grade, Samantha Leong, Alyssa Lopez, Katie Mock, and Madeline Soy. From fifth grade, Andrew Acevedo, Faith Lee, Aiden Pan, Kylie Fan, Robert Schaefer, and James Tao. From fourth grade, Allison Chu, Justin Gamboa, Natalie Howe, Betty Pang, and Hanwen Hummer Zhu. So congratulations to Blanford Elementary School and their Science Olympiad team. The shot. Okay, one more. Congratulations to Blanford Elementary School.
They can't get through down there. I know. I don't know what to tell you because the other side's blocked too. Let them out and then let the other group in. Thank you. Vita.
Next, I'd like to recognize the TELUS Academy middle school students, grades 6 through 9. TELUS middle school kids.
Come on in.
And we'd like to recognize our teachers, Mrs. Medina and Mrs. Wu. The 6th through 9th grade students of TELUS Academy, I thought you were a 6-8 school. Okay, just checking. The 6th through 9th grade students of TELUS Academy began preparing in late September to compete for their second time in the Science Olympiad. Teachers Mrs. Chong and Coach Jerry Wang worked diligently with the team, which was recognized by the Science Olympiad organization for their perseverance and determination. Students Zachary Silva, Anit Javari, Athena Castano, and helped to place the team in both the Wind Power Challenge and the Micro Mission Challenge. And Mr. Schmitz, you need to get in the photo as well, our principal. The students from TELUS Academy in our middle school division, Thomas Aguilar, Caitlin Cabanilla, Athena Castano, Ruel Castro, Brent Hyun, Anit Javari, Isaiah Kim, Stephanie Lopez, Gethsemane Piedra, Zachary Silva, Chelsea Zarago, Kayla Villanueva, Jensine Yu, and Daniel Zuniga. And now it's time for the photo op, parents.
All right, parents, photo op time.
Want to go in? All right, congratulations to our TELUS Middle School Science Olympiad students. All right. You stay.
I gotta stay.
Yeah, but don't block your children. Let them out.
Come over here, Mr. Smith.
Congratulations.
Next, I'd like to recognize the TELUS Academy Elementary Division, grades 4 and 5, for their Science Olympiad accomplishments. Except we have a log jam at our door.
Can you wait just a second? We are. They're coming. There we go.
They'll have to stop and say hello to Miss Kim, too. The Telesis Academy 4th and 5th grade students began preparing in late September to compete for their second time in the Science Olympiad. Mrs. Medina and Miss Wu worked diligently with the team, and their hard work paid off as they achieved a silver medal, missing gold by only 10 points. Pretty good, guys. So join me in congratulating Mathau Aguilar, Victoria Arizon, Sabrina Barrett, Andrew Kobar, Constantinos Dimitriadis, Ivan Flores, Naomi Gonzalez, William Hinn, Isabel Murzo, Kian Oda, Brenda Ornales Gallegos, Edward Rosell, Clarissa Tabulak, Danielle Tumulayan, and Rebecca Villacorta. Congratulations to our Telesis Academy Elementary students. Congratulations, Telesis. Good job, guys. And they are ready to go. Your beat is next, are ready. Next, I would like to invite up the Yorbita Elementary Science Olympiad team. Way to go, Cheetahs. Is that all our kiddos? So our Yorbita Elementary School Science Olympiad team, the teachers who help, teachers Lydia Narcisse, Judy Fox, along with Principal Sylvia Cadena and Assistant Principal Amy Grigsby, work together to inspire and prepare the Yorbita Science Olympiad team for competition. The students competed against other students in their grade range and excelled to receive a bronze award. Congratulations on your first visit to Science Olympiad. Our Yorbita Cheetahs are Andrew Castillo, Paolo Espero, Isaac Roca, Cassandra Gonzalez Luna, Eric Ramirez, Gabriela Ruiz Vieira. You can do that over there. Bianca Cortez, Jahira Ramirez, Juan Fergosa, Michael Zabala, Christian Diaz, Luis Chavarron, Marcos Cortez, and Soraya Zarazua. Congratulations. Some more parents here, though. Congratulations, Yorbita Cheetahs, on their Science Olympiad. I don't know, but I think we have a lot of budding scientists out there. I think we're going to be okay in the world. Our next group is from Jellick Elementary School and their Science Olympiad team. Go Jaguars! You bring your own, that's good. Argelic Elementary Schools Division Science Olympiad Team, grades 4 and 5. Under the direction of Miss Eleanor Purdy and Marcy Crosby, the Jellic Elementary Jaguars participated in the 31st Los Angeles Regional Science Olympiad. Students had an outstanding performance and also received a bronze award. The members of the Jaguar team include Julian Sedano, Joelle Salon, April DiNolo, Megan Ruiz, Julia De Castillo, Lency Gallo Zelaya, Jonas Davis, Alexander Pena, Maria Bahena, Samantha Kono, Natalie Munoz, Marisol Bahena Piedra, Taiwei Z, Javier Bahena, Adam Nguyen. Congratulations to our Jellic Jaguars. Passing off your duties? That's like not right. You need that official photographer. Now we have to have the official photographer take your portrait. Rosanna, get out of the picture. Congratulations, Jellic Jaguars. Okay, our next group is from Northern Elementary School. Northern students. Congratulations to our Northern Elementary School Science Olympiad team. Our Northern Elementary Science Olympiad team. This is Northern's third year competing in the Science Olympiad. The students worked extremely hard to gain the skills necessary to compete. The staff is extremely proud of the students who have once again earned a silver medal. A special thanks to Mr. Salas and Mr. Buckmeyer, who supported the students prior to, throughout, and after the competition, as well as the teachers and parents who helped the competition. Our Northern Knights who participated in this event, March Delgado, Brian Hamarillo, Brandon Macias, Carla Diaz de Leon, America Osageda, Pedro Navarez, Deonce Ramos, Ariana Rodriguez, Gabriel Espinoza, Melinda Gomez, Isabella Cabrera, and Annabella Cabrera. Congratulations to our Northern Knights for their silver medal. We even have teachers taking photos. Look at that. Community service kids. Community service. Congratulations to Northam.
Your son. Thank you. Did he answer my email? I don't want to know if he answered my emails.
If we could have Mr. Brunier come back up. Now it will be the Roland High School Parade of Awesomeness, I think. Our next award is our National Merit Scholarship Program finalists. And I know that sounds funny that we're not giving out awards, but you have to understand the prestigiousness of just being a finalist. Today we are honoring students from Roland High School who have achieved honors as a National Merit finalist. These students received a certificate of merit attesting to distinguished performance and advanced to finalist standing in the National Merit Scholarship Program of 2017 for showing high potential for future academic accomplishment. These students have been selected as National Merit Scholarship finalists based on their high PSAT and MSQT test scores. Some 16,000 of the high scores, representing less than 1% of the nation's graduating seniors, qualify annually. These academically talented high school seniors have an opportunity to continue in the competition for some 7,500 National Merit Scholarships worth about $33 million. The RUSD Board of Education recognizes the following students for being named 2017 National Merit Programs finalists. I think there's one or two of them here. Our first student is Jefferson Mock. Let's see him. And our second student is Nathan Seow. I thought I saw Jefferson. Okay. Well, we'll congratulate them at school. I have a script. Sorry. Is there a script in there? Hold on 1 second. I know, I'm just trying to... I have so many papers. Here we go. They're out of order. If we could ask Ms. Shubley Bates come forward as well, our art teacher from Roland High School. She was here earlier. Ms. Bates, she was here. I'm sure she has our students. So it's our honor tonight Okay. And if I could have Michelle Liang from Roland High School please come forward. Michelle Liang. Michelle Liang is a junior from Roland High School and is being recognized for her achievement in the Congressional Art Competition held by the 39th District's Representative Ed Royce. Michelle's artwork was awarded the grand prize out of hundreds of entries from other students in the area. As the grand prize winner, her artwork will be displayed in Washington, D.C. at the United States Capitol for a year. Additionally, Additionally, she has won 2 round-trip tickets to Washington, D.C. to see the unveiling of her artwork. We would like to congratulate her on her award-winning creativity and for the honor to represent Roland High School art within the nation's capital. Please join me in congratulating Roland High School student Michelle Liang on her accomplishment. Congratulations to Michelle. If I could have Christy Tiorco and Kathy Chen come forward, please, from Roland High School. Connie Douglas, the superintendent of Shabaram Regional Park, sent a message to Roland High School principal commending Christy Tiorco and Kathy Chen for their outstanding job they did as their service project at the annual Spring Festival at Shabaram Regional Park. Ms. Douglas writes, I wanted to contact you to let you know how much I appreciate two of your students and the service clubs to which they belong to. Christy Tiorco of the National Honor Society and Kathy Chen of the California Scholarship Federation approached me last year and asked if there was a service project available for their clubs to participate in at Shabaram Regional Park, where I am the superintendent. The two participated in the annual Spring Festival by organizing their club groups to host and supervise the entire children's area of the festival, which was the most popular and busy area of the entire festival. I just can't say enough about these fabulous young people. I've been the superintendent at Shabaram Park for the past 10 years, and I am retiring within the next few months. This was my last festival at the facility, and with the help of your wonderful students, it was the best ever. I commend you and your staff for having educated these fine young adults and wish you and your staff and students all the best. On behalf of the Board of Education, I would like to recognize Christy Tiorco and Kathy Chen for their outstanding service to our community. Congratulations, ladies. Okay. All right. If I could have the Roland High School girls varsity basketball team come forward. I always feel short when I honor the basketball team. Where's the wrestlers? Besides Mr. Brenner, our principal, we also have Coach Quentin Carr and assistant coach Tracy Kelton in with us tonight. The Roland High School Raiders, we might have to put the board in front of the team, I think. The Roland High School girls varsity basketball team has an impressive 2-year record of 51 wins and 5 losses. Okay, you're going to have to keep clapping after every sentence because it gets better. This year, their 26 wins is the most for any Roland basketball boys or girls team in the school's history. That's where you get to clap again. They have repeated as undefeated league champions and also as a CIF semifinalist. This team finished in the top 100 teams in California and also ranked number 3 in CIF Southern Section Division 2AA. The team started off as the San Gabriel Valley Tribune's number 1 team and finished the regular season ranked number 1. The highlight of the season was beating crosstown rival Walnut in the CIF quarterfinals at game at home. Now, I realize that basketball is a team sport, but we also have a couple of individual awards to hand out. Can I give you my script? We are proud to announce that Tiana Eaton was selected to play on the San Gabriel Valley Tribune All-Star Team, was named Tribune Girls Basketball All-Area Player of the Year, and received recognition as the CIF Southern Section First Team Honors. So she has her certificate from CIF. So congratulations, Tiana, who I don't believe is here. We'd also like to recognize Faith Castillo, a junior who had an amazing season. Faith was on the... Oh, go ahead, clap. Faith Castillo, a junior, also had an amazing season. Faith was on the second team in scoring with 13.1 points per game and averaged 4 steals per game. Faith has earned the title of CIF Basketball Coaches Association All Southern Section Second Team. She gets a certificate as well. So congratulations to Faith. I need it so I know what it says. Can I have your certificate back for a second, Coach? I just need to borrow a certificate because apparently I'm not a good basketball coach and I don't get one. Oh, it's supposed to be a... Never mind. You got a recognition. Yeah, we're good. So I believe that Coach Carr, however, was recognized by the league as Outstanding Coach of the Year and got to coach the All-Star team. Is that correct? No, that wasn't it. That's what I heard. Heard a rumor. I heard that rumor. Maybe I heard wrong. Well, we think you should, so we're all good with that. So the members of our Roland High winning team, Casey Hirakawa, Faith Castillo, Tiana Eaton, Kristen Liu, Rachel Campania. I can't say. I've said a lot of names tonight. Sorry, Rachel. Haley O'Hara Bunton, Chelsea Ragasa, Nicole Wu, Katie Kwan, Kaylin No, Maggie Dang, Teresa Chang, Isabella Wu, and Jessica Gay. Congratulations, ladies, on your accomplishments. Ah, the paparazzi ladies, just get ready for it. Congratulations, Raiders. I realized that when I said it. You should keep it. Do you see her? Next, if I could have the Roland High School boys varsity basketball team. I have a feeling I'm going to feel very short. I have a feeling I'm going to feel very short about now. Or let the board stand in front. That works too. Come in, guys. Come all the way in. Come in. Keep stepping in. Along with Principal Mr. Brunier, I'd like to acknowledge Coach Jason Villanueva and Assistant Coaches Steve Yee and Adam Wong. So you clap for the girls. Now we can listen to the boys. For the first time in 40 years, I'm talking about you guys. You want people to hear that part. Okay, moving on. For the first time in 40 years, the Roland Boys varsity basketball team advanced to the semifinals in CIF Southern Section playoffs. With an overall record of 21-9, the basketball team was able to outperform expectations. In front of a packed gym, the semifinal game brought excitement not only to the student body, but to Roland alumni as well. For the first time in school history, the Raiders were also ranked number one in their division. Congratulations to Coach Villanueva, who was selected to coach the San Gabriel Valley Tribune All-Star Boys team, who went on to beat the Star News All-Star team. We are also excited to announce that Philip Aguinia has received the CIF Southern Section All-First Team honors for his outstanding contributions to the team this season. Oh, there's more. We are proud to announce that Curtis Hong was selected to play on the San Gabriel Valley Tribune All-Star team and has earned the title of CIF Basketball Coach Association All-Southern Section Second Team All-CIF. Congratulations to our two students who got additional honors. The members of our winning boys basketball team, Paul Grenadosian, Darbos Faria, Philip and Edwin Aguinia, I'm going to have to hand over the microphone, Curtis Hong, Damian Thomas, Matthew Gonzalez, Sean Beasley, Ethan Galong, Jason Alano, Rajan Williamson, Jesse Carl Santos, Howard Park, Stephen Dwan, and Edward Madison. Congratulations to our Roland Raiders.
wrestling.
There was.
That's your order, my papers.
Man, there's a lot of paparazzi.
Yeah,
congratulations to our Raiders basketball team. If I could have our Roland High School wrestling team representatives come on up. Roland High School. Joy. After placing in both the CIF finals and the CIF Masters meet, Armando Murillo and Richard Rojo Santiago were rewarded with a trip to the state tournament, which allows only the top 38 wrestlers in each weight class to participate. It's quite an accomplishment considering there are over 900 high schools that participate in wrestling in the state of California. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? I am. Sorry, it's right here. Okay, so get your clap on because there's a whole lot to clap about. So Armando and Richard have been named the Valley Vista League runners-up, CIF Championship Finals first place, and CIF Masters meet sixth place. That you can all clap for because those are pretty good, I think. Additional individual awards, Armando Murillo was the California State Championship participant with a 1-2 record, and Richard Rojo Santiago was a California State Championship participant with a 2-2 record. Congratulations to Armando and Richard. And it was just shared with me by the crowd that they're only sophomores, so I think that we have some potential, you know, CIF winners. No pressure, though. See you next year and the year after. You have to let Dad have his picture. After he told me you were only a sophomore. Congratulations, Armando, and I just forgot, Richard, sorry. If we could have our Roland High School FCCLA chapter come forward. And our advisors, Tracy Taylor and Pat Hakeem. While we're getting organized up here, Sue Pei here this evening. Sue Pei, if you so, could you come out into the hallway with us? Or Albert Chang? I don't see Albert, though. For Us Foundation representative. All right, I'm going to talk about the FCCLA chapter instead. Tracy, you need to be, the gals, you need to be in the picture, just saying. Roland High School's chapter of FCCLA, the Family Careers Community Leaders of America, including the La Puente Valley ROP, met up with approximately 70 chapters, including 750 student members, advisors, business, and industry representatives at the Marriott Hotel and Riverside Convention Center for the 70th annual FCCLA State Leadership Conference, held Saturday through Tuesday, April 8th to the 11th, 2017. This annual meeting consists of statewide competition and over 20 different chapter, team, and individual events. The Roland LVROP chapter took 15 students who competed in six different events and the following results in their events, respectively. For parliamentary procedure, how to run a business meeting, we had a first-place win with our team members Jackie Ma, Brenda Kwong, Christian Bellardo, and Shailene Yu. Our outstanding president, Jackie Ma, who is a senior, and outstanding secretary, Xian Lei Yu, who's a junior. So congratulations for their first place win in parliamentary procedure. In environmental ambassador team, we had a third place win. Our sophomore team, Nicole Zhang and Ashley Leon, created and shared a plan to prepare their peers, family, and community for emergency situations. Congratulations to our environmental ambassador team. Our interior design team is also a third-place winner. Our senior team, Osmani Balan, Sean Monroe, and Samantha Ung, renovation of a craftsman house using a SketchUp 3D SketchUp layout, CorelDRAW X8, SolidWorks 2017, and Adobe Pro X programming for elevations and a design of the floor plan. And thank you to Mr. Fusto for his assistance. And congratulations again, our third-place win for interior design. Our environmental ambassador team had a first and second place win. Our first freshman team took first place. Diane Chen and Jessica Chu created and shared a plan to reduce solid waste via greener living. And our freshman team also took second, a different freshman team took second place. Sophia Hatai and Cecilia Wang created and shared a plan to use greener transportation. Congratulations to our environmental ambassador team. We're also very proud of a few more accolades that were awarded during this conference. Tracy Taylor received the Outstanding Advisor Silver Award for 2017 with eight other nominated teachers and advisors throughout California. Congratulations, Ms. Taylor. And we've always been very proud of the leadership of this group. We've always had great representation at the regional and state levels. And so we're proud to congratulate Brenda Kwong, the newly elected Region 9 Vice President for 2017-18. Nicole Zhang, who's our newly elected Region 9 Treasurer for 2017 and 18. And Ashley Leong, the newly elected Region 9 Secretary for 2017 and 18. Congratulations for your leadership. Okay, this is where the paparazzi gets to take more pictures because I talked for a long time, so some of you may have done that already. And when you're going to chat somewhere. Interior, and which one? Parliamentary. Okay. Oops. After the pro start, they will be giving up. And while we're taking our picture, just also an announcement that we're taking a team from interior design and parliamentary procedure to Nashville to the national competition in this summer. So I'm sure we'll hear some great results from that. So congratulations to our team. Thank you to our Roland High School FCCLA chapter. Do we have stuff? You're still up here, sir. Don't be going anywhere. If I could have the Roland High School Future Business Leaders of America come on forward. FBLA. FBLA?
FBLA.
Julie? Do they have certificate? Do they have certificate? I don't have any. No, for the for us?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
No. So.
And if we could have Carolyn Manoukian and Daniel Luna come forward as our advisors. I don't know if they're here. Roland High School Future Business Leaders of America attended the state conference in April 6th to the 9th in Sacramento. It hosted 2,100 plus students, and Roland High School FBLA students placed in the top 10 of their events. Please join me in recognizing the Roland High School FBLA for their outstanding achievements. In accounting, 5th place, Jeremy Ho. Accounting 2, 3rd place, Win Mon. Accounting 2, 5th place, Yao Bang Guo. Accounting 2, 6th place, Vanessa Kwan. Agribusiness, 6th place, Mark Chang. Help Desk, 10th place, Michael Kuo. Networking Concepts, 5th place, Brian Chung. Word Processing, 5th place, Camila Wu. So congratulations to our students who placed for their outstanding achievement. And apparently we're not sending just our last group to nationals. These three of our students qualified for nationals in Anaheim in June. In Accounting 2, 3rd place, Win Mon. Agribusiness, 6th place, Mark Chang. Accounting 1, 5th place, Camila Wu. And Accounting 2, 6th place, Vanessa Kwan will represent Roland High School for the Nationals in Anaheim. So congratulations to all of you. Congratulations to our FBLA team. It's tough to be a successful principal, Mr. Brunier. You have to take a lot of pictures, have a lot of awards. If we could have our ProStart management team from Roland High School come forward. And our advisor, Kathy Stella, she could come forward and be in the pictures as well. Well, we'll get someone to take your picture for you. How about that? Miss Kim, take your picture. Roland High School's 2017 ProStart management team consists of 4 seniors and 1 junior. The team spent over 100 hours to create a restaurant and complete a business plan to present to a panel of judges. The industry judges were from companies such as Coca-Cola and Johnny Rockets, to name a few. The Roland team presented a 12-minute prepared speech, marketing display board, PowerPoint presentation, and restaurant floor plan. After the ProStart presentation, the students had to enter a think tank for the Q&A portion of the competition. The 2-day restaurant management event concluded with outstanding feedback for the students' performance, ultimately leading to a 5th place and a scholarship prize of over $5,000. On behalf of the Board of Education, please join me in congratulating the members of our ProStart team from Roland High School, Alexis DeLuna, Anna Shahada, Matthew Candelaria, Noah Policarpino, I'm going to get that one, and Andrew Gomez. Congratulations to our ProStart team from Roland High School. Oh, there's more pictures, Ms. Congratulations to Roland High School.
Thank you so much.
Oh, don't go anywhere. You guys have to stay. He gets to go. If we can invite our For Us Foundation representatives to come on up and share their awards.
This year, the For Us Foundation received 19 outstanding student scholarship applications. All of those 19 applicants, we awarded $500, $600 student scholarships for a total of $3,000. Congratulations to the 2017 student scholarship recipients. From Roland High School, Bununi Ku plans to attend either UCLA or UC San Diego, majoring in mechanical engineering and applied mathematics. Congratulations to Bununi. From Roland High School, Marion Huang plans to attend either UC San Diego or Art Center College of Design, majoring in illustration or studio arts. Congratulations to Marion. From Nogales High School, Stephanie Beatrice plans to attend UCLA, majoring in political science and pre-law. Congratulations to Stephanie. From Roland High School, Christy Jocko plans to attend UC Davis, majoring in biological science and animal science. Congratulations to Christy. From Nogales High School, Vanessa Serrano plans to attend Cal Poly Pomona, majoring in kinesiology or animal science. Congratulations to Vanessa. This year, the Forest Foundation received 21 applications for classroom grants, and the board decided to fund 8 of them for a total of $6,323, while potentially impacting over 1,800 students. The 2017 Forest Classroom Grants recipients are as follows. From Hurley Elementary, Vanessa Angelica Gordrens, project is titled STEM Project Through Makerspace. The Forest Foundation is fully funding her request of $475 that will provide students with the opportunity to question, become problem solvers, and collaborate with others while addressing real-life issues. Congratulations to Vanessa. From Roland High School, Laura Dan's project is titled All in One Science Lab, Pocket Lab Voyager. The Forest Foundation is fully funding her request of $896 that will give students a high-tech and robust tool to collect and analyze data and design their own experiments. Congratulations to Laura. From Jellick Elementary, Susie Brett's project is titled Transitional Kindergarten Play All-Around Set. The Forest Foundation is fully funding her request of $560 that will provide special education transitional kindergarten students the opportunity to develop their skills in cooperative play. Congratulations to Susie. From Roland High School, Julie Chang's project is titled Microscope Adapters for Smartphones. The Forest Foundation is fully funding her request of $392 that will facilitate the use of smartphones in taking pictures and videos of objects under the microscope at up to 4,000 times magnification. Congratulations to Julie. From Sherlin Elementary, Sharon Siddiqui's project is titled Rally with Robotics. The Forest Foundation is partially funding her request that will challenge students to design, build, and program Lego Mindstorm EV3 robots. Congratulations to Sharon. From Roland High School, Leslie Smith and Claire Resiga's project is titled History Through Fiction, an infograph. The Forest Foundation is partially funding the request that requires students to create a digital visual argument that compares a historic fiction novel to a world history time period based in multiple primary source documents. Congratulations to Leslie and Claire. From Sherlin Elementary, Skip Rogers' project is titled Technologic, Fourth Graders Master Robotics. The Frost Foundation is partially funding his request that will provide fourth grader with hands-on experience in basic programming on code.org and in the assembling and programming of Lego Mindstorm EV3 robots. Congratulations to Skip. From Sheldon Elementary, Daryl Thomas' project is titled Robot Reboot. The Frost Foundation is partially funding this request that will allow students to design and program real robots. Congratulations to Daryl. Lastly, I would like to congratulate to all the 2017 Classroom Grants recipients.
Done. Congratulations to all of our winners.
At this point, we're going to move our meeting forward into the boardroom. And so for those guests that are planning to stay, if you could please move into the boardroom. And those who are wishing to socialize may stay in the kitchen area. Thank you.
Okay, that was exciting, right? We can breathe now. Now I'd like to thank and recognize Rorimer Elementary students, parents, staff, and community members for providing refreshments. Thank you, Rorimer. And as I said earlier, Rorimer is our spotlight school this tonight. I'd like to invite up to the front Yaxera Chavez, Giovanni Ramos, and Principal Joyce Garcia. They're all representing Rorimer tonight.
Good evening, Roland, board members, Dr. Mitchell, cabinet, community members. My name is Joyce Garcia, and I'm the principal at Rorimer Elementary. I am delighted to be here this evening to highlight happenings at our school this year. And with that in mind, I'd first like to introduce you to Giovanni Ramos. Once again, he led our flag salute. Giovanni is a sixth grade student at our school in the dual immersion program. He's also our student council president, so he would like to shine his spotlight on our school from the student perspective. Giovanni?
Good evening. My name is Giovanni Ramos. I am president of student council at Rorimer. I'm here to talk about the great things we have been doing at Rorimer. This school year, our student council organized a fundraiser. The fundraiser we did was Pennies for Patients. We donated the money received to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We raised more than $3,600, and we raised more money than last year. Also, student council has done many spirit days at school. Our most recent one was May the 4th Be With You. We decided to add spirit days to make our school days more exciting with our friends. We're looking forward to Twin Day and Superhero Day. Our school has also begun implementing PBIS, and our student council members participated in making a chart of how we think students at our school should behave in class and outside of class. I enjoyed working with student council members in this process. I have been in the dual immersion program at Rorimer since kindergarten. Recently, our school invited a Latin Grammy Award winner, Un, Dos, Tres, Andres, to come and perform at Rorimer. He brought the community of dual immersion parents together. I'm proud to say that I'm bilingual. We're painting tiles to make a mural at the front of our school. The tiles are almost done being painted, but by next year it will be completed. This year has been exciting and memorable for Rorimer. Although it's my last year at Rorimer, it has been the most fun school year and most memorable year for me. It has been a great honor for me to be president of student council at Rorimer because it is an amazing school. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Giovanni. I'd like to now introduce you to Mrs. Yahaida Chavez, who is a second grade teacher in the dual immersion program at our school. Mrs. Chavez is going to share highlights of the programs at our school.
Good evening, Board of Directors, Dr. Mitchell, Roland educators, and community. Today I want to share with you how we are positively impacting student learning at Rorimer. First, this year we've had a school-wide focus on writing. We've had the privilege to work with the knowledgeable individuals of growing educators, and we've implemented the writing workshop approach from TK through 6. Teachers at Rorimer are embracing how to support student writers in all genres. Second, we'd like to highlight how technology has become a strong presence in our classrooms. Students from TK through 6 have daily access to either iPads, MacBooks, Chromebooks, and these devices are being incorporated into daily instruction, that be in small group or whole group, impacting learning in meaningful ways. Thank you, Board, also for the opportunity for some teachers who participated in programs like AMP and the EdTech Community of Practice that allow one-to-one devices in some classrooms of participating teachers. In addition to the devices in the classroom, we also have BeeBots, Dash and Dots, Ozobots that take students to non-traditional learning journeys. Our second and third grade students also continue to work and participate in our Mind, Math, and Music program, where music and math are complemented through keyboard instruction. Lastly, I'd also like to highlight our dual immersion program. We've had our dual immersion program for 13 years, and we recently hosted our dual parent workshop where our parents toured our classrooms and observed literacy in action, writing workshop in particular. They also participated in an informational meeting in the evening where our dual teachers presented information regarding research and further explained our program. At this time, I would like to also express our appreciation to the Special Projects Director, Sylvia Rivas, and our board for our newly adopted dual language curriculum that is a cohesive Spanish language acquisition K-6 program. And it's not only well synchronized with our SEI program, but it supports our balanced literacy and writing workshop approaches. We also invite you to join us for a walkathon coming up on May 25th, where our students will be participating in a fun and healthy event to fundraise for our school through our PTA. Thank you for allowing us to spotlight Romer Elementary tonight.
Thank you very much. Ms. Chavez, I'm sorry I mispronounced your first name. Thank you very much. Superintendent's report, Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So this is our favorite but very busy time of the year, recognizing our students and our schools for their accomplishments and celebrating their achievements. As you saw this evening, we have many recognitions, and there are a few more that I'd just like to share with you. So Roland Unified is golden once again. Congratulations to Roland High School and Alvarado Intermediate School for being selected as 2017 California Gold Ribbon Schools. Both schools will be honored by the California Department of Education next week at the California School Recognition Program's award ceremony on May 15th in Los Angeles. For the third year in a row, Roland High School art student took first place in the Walnut Valley Water District Water Conservation Awareness Poster Contest. So congratulations to Amanda Kim, an 11th grader at Roland High School, and to Killian Elementary third grade student Rocio Hahn, who were honored May 3rd at the Walnut Valley Water District Water Awareness Event. We also want to congratulate the 41 students from all of our high schools that were recognized last week at the 49th Annual Student Award Ceremony by the Kiwanis Club of Walnut Valley. They recognized our outstanding students in areas of service, leadership, and social science and science, and presented the Ed Chapman Awards to students in the fields of business, fine arts, health and medical, technology, and educational careers. Our students were also recognized by the La Puente Valley ROP. Congratulations to all of the students who were recognized, including La Puente Valley ROP Student of the Year Award winner went to Ryan Ramos, a Nogales High School student who received a $1,500 scholarship that night. I also want to remind the community as well as the board that May 25th, we do have an open meeting at 5 p.m. at Oswalt Academy for a community input meeting regarding the construction and rebuild project at Oswalt. Again, that's May 25th at 5 p.m. And last but not least, a reminder that graduation day and our last day of school for this school year is Thursday, June 1st. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. Now we'll move on to our student board representative reports. First, we have Santana High School representative Crystal Behena Pilo.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. This week, on Thursday, May 11th, we will be having our third and final blood drive of this school year from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. We are encouraging more donations from students as well as from the staff. We will be accepting public donations to make the most impact in our neighborhood. Everyone who donates will receive a $5 In-N-Out gift card. I'm very excited to share that yesterday we had a successful field trip to Vasquez Rocks with Mrs. Guzman and Mr. Schlarman. Throughout the day, we learned various things about the earth and its movements, the different types of rocks, and how mountains were formed. We were also able to see and actually stand along the San Andreas Fault Line. After being able to explore and see where the San Andreas Fault Line lies, we were able to make a stop and have an amazing time playing in the snow. To end this wonderful trip, we went to the Devil's Punch Bowl and had an amazing time hiking, exploring, and taking memorable pictures. On Saturday, May 6th, there was a field trip with Ms. Pineda and Mr. Feldman to UCLA, in which 34 students attended. Students were able to see the campus and get inspired to go to attend college. It is my pleasure to announce that we will be having our final coffee house on May 19th. We are expecting Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses. As you may know, Matt adopted Santana's music program 2 years ago and continues to support us. We hope you all can join us. I'm glad to say that our yearbook sale was a success and the yearbook team did an amazing job in putting the yearbook together. The yearbook theme for this year was Back to the 90s, since class of 2017 is the last of the 90s kids. I'm proud to say that the Solar Boat competition is in full swing. The boat was tested and it passed the inspection on Saturday, May 6th at Nogales High School. Our Solar Boat team can't wait to compete on May 18th through the 21st, and we gladly invite you all to join us. Mr. Schlarman's horticulture class is hard at work. The students, along with Mr. Schlarman, are working hard to finish the drought garden. They are starting to put the landscaping and plants together and hope to be done by the end of the school year. When speaking with our PE teacher, she stated that our PE program is in need of equipment and is hoping for the board to help us find funding for a weight room, ping pong tables, a shaded area for students, and a gym. She is also hoping that we can be able to take students either to Nogales High School or Roland High School to teach them how to swim. This would be very beneficial to our students and future students since we don't have clubs or sports on campus. And I feel that our students should be able to take advantage of that as well as the other students at the regular high schools. Sometimes Santana students feel that we are treated differently because we are at a continuation school when our diplomas are just as valuable as any other students. This past week, Mrs. Guzman visited Nogales High School to purchase prom tickets for students and was very impressed with the student store. Our student store is run out of a classroom on push carts. We are hoping that when Santana is remodeled, it can be taken into consideration to provide a student store for our students as well. The student store isn't just for students to purchase things, but it also teaches them how to run a business. Mrs. Guzman presented about the Solar Boat Competition at the California Continuing Education Association Conference. 12 Santana students were recognized for their artwork at the conference and will be receiving medals on Friday during our awards assembly. We're also encouraging all of you to join the CCEA, and you can do that at cceanet.org. Santana High School's principal, Mr. Edmonds, is retiring this year. As students, we believe that our new principal should be someone qualified for the job, which should not be based on race or language, and that has experience working in a continuation setting. We want the new principal to be able to listen to our students and be able to make connections with them. We believe that our new principal should not be critical or judgmental and should not give in to stereotypes. We want a principal who has hope for the kids in our community and is more involved in school activities. Santana students want a principal who is not afraid of standing up for our students and for the school. Today, we started our first annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Students are very excited to participate and root on their favorite team. We are also hoping to do a soccer and football tournament here on campus. To conclude, I would like to say that I am very fortunate to have been president of ASB. I believe that just by being at Santana is a blessing. Thanks to this school and to my teachers, I have been granted the opportunity to better myself. Santana has not only helped me to catch up on my credits, but also to grow as a person. On behalf of Santana High School's ASB, I would like to give a special thanks to our ASB director. We are very grateful to have her by our sides because regardless of the circumstances, she is always there to listen and help us when we need her. It is truly amazing how much love a teacher can have for her students. Thank you, Mrs. Guzman, or as we call her, Mama Guzman, for believing in every single one of us and helping us reach our goals. Happy Teacher's Day and happy early Mother's Day to all.
Thank you, Crystal. Next, we have our student representative from Nogales High School, Junica Huaro. I hope I was close with pronunciation of your name.
Junica Ruaro.
Oh, you pronounced the J.
Good evening, Madam President, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the Cabinet and members of the audience. My name is Junica Ruaro, and I will be replacing Laura Martinez as the next student representative for Nogales High School. This year is coming to an end, and all preparations for the next year are soon on their way. Many positions for clubs and other activities such as ASB have been filled. For next year, I will be leading the ASB class as the executive secretary. Many amazing things are to come for the following year, but as for now, we have been ending this year with a bang. We recently had the Emerald Dance Team perform and bring home 2 Spirit Awards and overall Competition Creative Expression Award at the Monrovia High School International Competition. They took first place for high school trio lyrical and second place in high school small group lyrical. The Nogales Dance Department also had another performance presented as the Legends in Music Spring Dance Concert on May 5th. As a member of the Emeralds Dance Team, I can tell you that the performance was a hit, just like Drumline was in their championships at Citizens Bank Area. Band has been in many other performances, such as the Spaghetti Supper, which allowed them to fundraise, and the Jazz Band Night, where other schools were also able to participate. Overall, the regiment has been doing extremely well with all of their activities. Other events that had overwhelmingly high success is the ASB Sports Rally. Many different aspects of our school were recognized that day in our Candyland-themed rally. Along with the rally, we also had prom nominations, ticket sales, senior goodbye grams, and other senior events such as the Chick-fil-A senior lunch and grad night. Seniors are having a great time preparing to graduate with all of these incredible events, like the college signing day that just occurred. There, seniors were recognized for their acceptance to a 4-year college or university. This event radiated happiness and increased the spirits of our school as students were coming closer to testing. The PTSA Zumba Night, as well as the UNICEF TAP project, are other aspects of our school that is helping spread involvement at Nogales. Nogales has been having a glorious end to this school year with Link Crew reopening and also with the start of senior theme nominations. Our boys tennis is also having an amazing season as they play second in league during the finals and have the opportunity to compete in the CAF playoffs. I'm looking forward to what will soon come for next year and the events approaching this year. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nice job. And now we have the representative from John Rowland High School, Lie Kawachi.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Lie Kawachi, and I'm the student representative for Rowland High School. So last month, on April 12th, we had our prom expo. This was during lunch in the hideout. We had various vendors promoting their companies, such as flowers, tuxes, dresses, and photos. And it was a way to publicize for our prom. And on Friday, April 14th, our Rowland High School Best Buddies Club hosted a Best Buddies prom after school in the hideout, and the buddies got to enjoy prom with their fellow club buddies, and they even got to nominate like a prom king and queen, which is really cute. And the following week, on April 19th, we had our prom court perform on stage during lunch, and also a way to publicize for prom, and it was cute to see everyone dance in their fancy dresses. And finally, prom on April 22nd was from 8 to 11:30 p.m., at the California Science Center. The juniors and seniors got to enjoy the location and their final dance. And that leads me to May. So this week, we have our Teacher Appreciation Week and Staff Appreciation Week. On Monday, we posted posters on everyone's doors, so staff and teachers appreciating like all their work, little cute slogans. And on Tuesday, today, we passed out highlighters and cute little notes. Tomorrow, we will have a staff luncheon. Thursday, we're passing out survival kits. And Friday, we are closing off with thank you cards. And this week, we also started our Prouder Puff practices. And it will go on from Monday, May 8th through next Thursday, May 18th. And the game is on Friday, May 19th. This is a event for the junior girls and senior girls to compete in flag football, and it's hosted by our boys football team. And as many of you know, we are undergoing heavy construction, and it will start again on June 1st. So to close off our school and to start changing, we want to host a 12 Days of Rowland event. It will go on from Monday, May 15th through Wednesday, May 31st. So our ASB will have little landmarks on each location. So we chose 12 spots that includes like the flagpole, the stage, the library, and students can go there and take photos with it and reminisce our memories there. For senior events, last month we had our senior Make Your Own Sunday. It was on Monday, April 24th, during lunch in the hideout. Seniors got vanilla ice cream with cherries, chocolate, and maple syrup, and it was free admission with senior attire. And last Friday, we had a senior signing day. So that was during lunch on the outdoor stage. Seniors got to receive free goodie bags. It was a college survival kit, and they got to take a picture with our principal and received a certificate. Tomorrow, we will continue this with our scholarship signings during seventh period in the hideout, and it is to recognize five seniors for getting big scholarships through their athletic excellence. That includes basketball, golf, wrestling, football, and soccer. Next Friday, seniors will have their end-of-the-year assembly, so this is exclusive to just the seniors. It's our mascot, Cheshire-themed, and to celebrate our last 4 years of high school and close off the year. For more recognition, Senior Recognition Day is on May 23rd at 3:15, and it's to recognize students with perfect attendance, bilingual award if they're blood donors, and student of the month. And Senior Awards Night is on May 30th, and this is to recognize students who receive big scholarships. May 25th is our Senior Sunset, and it's the final countdown. Seniors will receive a free dinner at the football field and will receive their old letters they wrote to themselves at our Senior Sunrise event, which was in the beginning of the school year. And Senior Day, May 26th, that will include a whole range of things. So we'll have a hypnotist and a talent show and Mr. 2017 pageant. And then finally, we head to graduation practice, which is May 30th and May 31st on the football field. This is our mandatory practices, so students can walk on Thursday, and so they'll know what to do and how to walk and do this. And on Wednesday, May 31st, we will have grad night at Disneyland and California Adventure. And then finally, graduation ceremonies on Thursday, June 1st. And then now on to our athletics and performing arts. Last month, we had our dance showcase hosted by our Roland Dance Club. And they performed in the gym at 6 p.m. A lot of students and parents came to watch. We had a two-day performing arts rally held on the outdoor stage during lunch, recognizing performing arts departments. So that included drumline, jazz, comedy sports, cheer, choir, our Roland Dance Club. And that same week, we had our pop show, April 27th and 29th. It was a 1990s-themed showcase, and they even included a few pieces from their competition. Last Friday, we had our comedy sports teacher match. Our comedy sports team, they invited some teachers to perform, and it was really enjoyable to see our teachers out of the classroom. And that same day, we had our pageantry showcase in the gym, and they showcased their dances, and we even got to see a little bit from drumline, which was really nice. And to close off, I would like to congratulate our spring athletics department for making it to CIF. That includes boys and girls track, boys and girls swim, boys tennis, and boys golf. And that also concludes my term here. I just want to thank everyone for giving me this wonderful opportunity and learning experience to speak in front of a lot of people. And I would like to also take this time to introduce my successor, Nicholas Phillips, as the new ASB Speaker of the House.
Hello, I am Nicholas Phillips, and I will be your 2017-2018 ASV Speaker of the House, and I just can't wait to be here and contribute our ideas to the fellow board members. So, thank you.
Thank you, Nicholas, and welcome. We'd like to invite our two seniors to stay up here in the front, Lie and Crystal. We're going to take some pictures with the board, okay? And Junica, would you please tell Laura we're so sorry she couldn't be here tonight? She's been here for 2 years, I think, and we don't get the picture with her. but we have a nice certificate for her, okay? Just when I thought I had it straight. Oops. Okay, now we're going to move to public comments. Are there any, Dr. Mitchell?
There are, yes.
Okay.
There are three.
Okay, I just want to remind everybody that remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by a vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. Ordinarily, the board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Okay, we'll start with Roy Humphreys.
First of all, I want to congratulate all the young people tonight and the staff and so forth who worked so diligently and accomplished all the things to do. But now we've got to get down to some business here. As to the 10% construction order change situation was brought up by the board previously, I talked to Don Corleone, who stated, what's the matter for you? He said, you want those parents to become disillusioned? And I said, Don, no, I don't want that. He said, enough already, and I left. The next issue is transparency, and I owe you all a tremendous apology, because all this time since the elections, I thought the transparency was an essential element of this district and the core values. And I looked at the core values, and it wasn't there. I said, where did I get this idea? Come to find out, it was part of my campaign. So I owe you all a tremendous apology to that. But something that caught my attention, it said student-centered focus. And I said, really? That's your job description, okay? And something next that within the district here, and Mr. Chen knows about this, and that's the Chinese immersion teaching, to which I've responded that that's pandering to a special interest group. And what we really need for the sake of this, the students and our society, is Chinese fluency ready upon graduation. That is the core issue. And to the extent expanding that, the Gazette published an issue today on the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. You say, what's that got to do with today? Take a look at it. Take a look at the videos. Mr. Chen had the opportunity to see it this week. It's very relevant to what's going on today. And also, they were the Chinese in the state of California, which championed the Chinese Exclusion Act, too, and the Democratic Party, by the way. The Chinese, the largest lynchings in the history of the United States, pushing the Italians out of that position. something about California. But, you know, this situation is coming full circle, and all of you need to see. Go, just go to YouTube and type in Chinese Exclusion Act. There's some very, very good information there. And also, read David Halberstam's book, The Reckoning, and it will bring a lot home. There's a lot more to say, but, you know, this is enough. Just that Chinese Exclusion Act and Chinese fluency at graduation, that's where the value is. Thank you.
Next, we have Mario Zapata.
Hello, Madam President, board members, Dr. Mitchell. I have a concern regarding athletics transportation. I'm a parent at Roland High School. My daughter's in softball. Continuously, the bus is being late to pick them up for away games. We have games in San Dimas, Baldwin Park, Covina, and Northview, and we're arriving at the games at 3 o'clock, and our game starts at 3:15, which doesn't allow us to properly warm up. The girls could get injured, and the Blues are trying to hustle us up to, you know, to start the game on time. So I know things happen with the bus sometimes, you know, transportation, traffic or whatever, but it's continuously happening when the bus is coming and picking the girls late for varsity and JV. So I don't know if there's some plans in place to fix this problem, but we need to correct it. That's all I have.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention. Dr. Mitchell, could you have staff address that, or are you going to address it?
No, but our Director of Transportation, Jim Burleson, is in the audience, and so perhaps the two of you could connect this evening.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Zapata.
And last, Mr. Lohman.
Good evening, board. First off, when I coming in today, it was what a sight. I am parked way over by Big Lots right now. I think, and I will say, I think it's evident of the student-centered approach that we have here. I mean, seeing all that took place today. My comments are pretty short tonight. I wanted to give a thank you to the district for allowing us the use of Telesis, the California Teachers Association, the use of Telesis for a professional day. Dozens of educators from across the region were just impressed with not just the facilities, but a lot of the work that we're doing here in Roland. So thank you, thank Mr. Schmidt and everybody that helped make that possible. So we appreciate that. Also, this week is the National Teacher Appreciation Week. So on behalf of all of our members, I want to say thank you to all the good wishes we received from the board, from management, and from the community. And this is an invitation to everybody. We will be at El Cholo after work hours tomorrow if anybody would like to stop by. We will also be celebrating the retirement of our longtime CTA staff person in this area, Eileen Fetters. And additionally, before I leave, the For Us Foundation, I wanted to say thank you very, very much for a lot of the grants that were provided. I know those come in very, very handy in our classrooms. So with that said, I want to wish all the fabulous mothers up here a happy Mother's Day and everybody just a great month. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we'll move on to discussion action items. Are you doing okay, board? Does anybody need to stand up and stretch? Okay. We'll keep going. Yeah, no more pictures. We have a textbook adoption for Algebra 1, Geometry, Algebra 2, grades 6 through 12. Staff has recommended a textbook adoption. The board has been able to review them. And I'd like a motion, if I can have one, to approve the recommendation to adopt Big Ideas Math by Houghton Mifflin, Harcourt, as the new Algebra 1 Geometry and Algebra 2 curriculum for students in grades 6 through 12.
Second.
Discussion? David?
When I went and reviewed the books, I have to say that I'm so glad that they picked that book. not only, you know, I thought it was an excellent book, but it also helps those students that are dual language. And it translates immediately, you know, online what the problems are and how to solve the problems. So I think it will help get some of our students up to par that may not be totally fluent in English. So I'm really glad they took that one.
Thank you. Any other comments? It's time to vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? passed 5-0. Next, we have a new course request and instructional material adoption, expository reading and writing. May I have a motion to adopt the course expository reading and writing and additional instructional materials for RUSD students in grade 12?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Discussion? Take a vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is the Roland Unified School District and Mount San Antonio College desire to enter into a partnership agreement to offer college courses to high school students on Roland Unified School District campuses. Can I have a motion to approve the partnership agreement between Roland Unified School District and Mount San Antonio College to provide dual enrollment courses to high school students?
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Ms. Pride, was this one that you were asking?
No discussion.
You're okay.
I'll just, just going to abstain.
Okay. I thought maybe like you wanted to say it ahead of time. Sorry.
I think this is a great opportunity for our students that that want to go to college, that creates a financial burden on them because they can complete these courses prior to graduating, and Mount SAC is picking up the entire cost. And I think that's going to really help out a lot of our students and enable some to go to college that wouldn't be able to go.
I know we've been talking about it for a long time, and it's long in coming. We're starting slowly, and hopefully it'll pick up as we go, and it'll be very successful because there are a lot of states that do this. A lot of kids graduate from high school with a degree, a junior college degree, associate in arts, and a high school diploma. So anybody else have anything to say? Okay. It's time to vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Aye.
Vote is 4-4 and 1 abstain. Next, we have a second reading and receive for adoption revised board bylaw exhibit 9323, meeting conduct. May I have a motion to receive and adopt the revised board bylaw exhibit 9323, meeting conduct?
I'll move.
May I have a
second?
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have the Citizens Bond Oversight Committee member appointment. The recommended motion is to approve the committee's recommendation to reappoint Wendy Zong, parent/PTA member, to the 2006-2012 Citizens Bond Oversight Committee. May I have a motion?
I make a motion.
A second.
Discussion?
As the board representative to the CBOC, I want to thank Wendy Zong for her previous service. She's very active on the committee and has done an outstanding job.
Thank you. Take a vote now. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 6F is approve the Citizens Bond Oversight Committee amended bylaws. Can I have a motion to approve the amended bylaws?
Make a motion.
Second?
A second.
Now we'll have discussion. Dr. Mitchell?
Thank you. So as we have reviewed this since the time of the posting, there are some recommendations that have come to the attention of staff, and we would like to share those with you. The board has a copy in their red folder as well to be able to view. And Alex Flores is here and can provide comment if necessary if the board has questions. But when we're looking at the bylaws sections 3.1 and previewing Education Code 15278, It is the desire for the board to adopt the bylaws, striking the word "and the board." So it's the purpose of the committee is to inform the public regarding expenditure of Measure R bond proceeds. That is their primary responsibility. So we're recommending we strike the word "and the board." A 9.1, we are recommending, based on input, that the board shall have sole discretion to select, appoint, and remove committee members and to determine its final size would be struck. So we would strike "and to determine its final size." The committee shall consist of a minimum of 7 members and strike "and no more than 15 members appointed by the board after an open and public recruitment process. Additionally, we are looking at 12.2B. The committee approves a motion and adding recommending the removal of a member for cause. A motion recommending the removal of a member shall be approved by an affirmative vote of not less than 2/3 of the members of the committee meeting. And then further in that paragraph, looking at the committee member removal shall be effective once the board takes action to approve the CBOC recommendations and striking on immediately upon passing the motion. As we went through and reviewed and had comments from folks that were reading this as well, needing to clarify the role of the CBOC and the role of the board. The last is 6.10. A3, adding the annual written report will be presented to the public at a regularly scheduled board meeting and posted on the district website, as we wanted to increase that level of communication. So those are the changes we are recommending to the copy that was attached to the board agenda.
Thank you. Any discussion, board? Okay, let's take a vote. I'm sorry. This vote will be to approve the Bond Oversight Committee amended bylaws with the recommended changes. So we need to strike the original one. Can we just vote on it? We have a motion. Okay. All right. The vote will be to approve the amended bylaws, which would include what Dr. Mitchell had just stated. Those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The Personnel Commission fiscal year budget. Recommended motion is to receive and concur with the proposed fiscal year 2017-18 Personnel Commission budget. Can I have a motion? Oh, yeah. A motion to receive and concur.
Move.
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 6H is to change the board meeting date from May 23rd, 2017. Board study session. The board is being asked to approve a change in the schedule, changing the meeting to May 31st, 2017. May I have a motion? Second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 6I, this is a discussion item only. It will not require a vote. And this is to discuss the 2017-18 district direction and focus areas. No discussion?
So I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention that these district direction and focus areas have been shared with both CSEA and ARE. Wanted to have an opportunity to put it on the agenda so that it could be made public, and I'll be bringing it back for approval for at our June meetings.
Okay, we'll move on to section to number 6J. This will be a first reading and review of revised board policy 5145.3, non-discrimination and harassment. No motion is required. Any discussion on this first reading? Okay, we'll move on to number 6K, first reading and review of new board policy 5141-52, suicide prevention. No motion is required. We're receiving this for first reading and discussion.
I realize that this is written based on the recommendation of statute or other outside organizations. One of the things I notice isn't reflected in there, and for whatever reason, is the influence of peer influence on high school students and suicide and depression, the breakup of a relationship and things like this. I understand it apparently is statistically not one of the major causes, but it is a significant cause. I'm just thinking if there's a way we can include that in the final draft.
So we can certainly, it's a board's policy, so whatever's the pleasure of the board, we'd be happy to, you know, and amenable to make any adjustments. The requirement for putting this policy together required that we bring a committee and a team together of professionals, including mental health professionals, to help us develop our policy. And then Mari Bodona led that. And then we also used the resources from CSBA as well as the Ed Code language from Ed Code 215 to develop the language that we have in our policy. And so if there is a recommendation to make any changes, I would believe that we would need to bring that back to our committee since they're the ones that developed it. Okay. And again, as our mental health professionals guiding our work.
Might that be a little too specific, Mr. Malkin, to write into the policy itself? I'm sure the committee will meet and include some of those things.
They had three areas. I think I had the policy with me. And
I didn't bring mine either.
Let me just get it real quick here.
Yeah, there are three areas that were specifically required to be outlined by the Education Code 215.
I can get it right here. So the three areas are youth service. Is this it here? Yeah.
Would you like me? It's the very last. It's as appropriate. It's the very last paragraph in the policy. As appropriate, these measures and strategies shall specifically address.
So it's conduct, bullying, positive school climate, non-discrimination / harassment, and sexual harassment.
I believe it's as appropriate, these measures and strategies shall specifically address the needs of students who are at high risk of suicide, including but not limited to students who are bereaved by suicide, students with disabilities, mental illness, or substance abuse disorders, students who are experiencing homelessness, or who are in out of home settings such as foster care, and students who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or questioning youth. Statistically, those were the highest rated.
Some of those
are
pretty
specific. Appropriate. Yeah, it might be very appropriate then. Yeah. Any other comments, board? Okay, we'll move on to section 6L, resolution number SO161705. National School Nurses Day. We're being asked to adopt a resolution to proclaim May 10th, 2017 as National School Nurses Day. May I have a motion?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next, resolution number SO-161706, Day of the Teacher. The board is being asked to adopt a resolution proclaiming May 10th, 2017 as Day of the Teacher. May I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next is item number 6N, resolution number SO161707, Classified School Employees Week. We are being asked to adopt resolution number SO16-1707, Classified School Employees Week, being May 21st through 27th of 2017. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next is pupil personnel section. Number 7A is RUSD student number 16-1703. Recommended motion is to readmit student 16-1703 to the Roland Unified School District effective May 10th, 2017, with placement at Santa Ana High School. May I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next is student number 16-1710. May I have a motion to approve the suspended stipulated expulsion of student 16-1710 effective May 10th, 2017, with placement in the home instruction program within the Roland Unified School District?
I made a motion.
Second?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Student number 16-1711, approve the expulsion of student 161711 from all schools and programs of Roland Unified School District effective May 10th, 2017, with referral to a county or alternative school outside the district for placement in an educational program. Can I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we move on to the consent calendar, and several items were pulled at the beginning of session. The four items pulled for discussion from consent include number 8B10, number 8B13, number 8C13, and number 8D1. May I have a motion to approve the consent calendar with the exception of those items?
I'll move.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll move on separately to the pulled items. Item 8B10. Is a contract between Wynn Education and the Roland Unified School District. Can I have a motion to approve the contract agreement between the Roland Unified School District and Wynn Education for services provided during the summer school term of June 5th through July 7th of 2017?
I'm in motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Recusal?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries 4-4, one recuse. Next item is to approve the independent contractor agreement between Blue Water Educational Consultants and the Roland Unified School District. Can I have a motion to approve this agreement?
I'll move.
Second?
I second.
Discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
Aye.
Getting practice with a whole bunch of different things tonight, Ms. Pride. Okay, next is number 8C13. Wait a second, is that right? Let's see, 13. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. Oh, that's 20. B13 and C13. Yeah. Sorry. Went to the wrong section. Next is item 8C13. This item was pulled. It's a compressed natural gas facility maintenance agreement between Clean Energy and Roland Unified School District. May I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, discussion. I pulled this item because the board heard a lot of energy in the district and the public about the CNG station, and we wanted to make sure this was transparent and out in the open. It's for a maintenance agreement contract, so we have experts looking after the equipment. Mr. Flores, did you want to turn it? Shall we turn it over to our transportation director?
That'd be a great idea.
Okay. Jim?
Good evening, President.
Good evening. There, it's on.
Test.
Okay, great. So our first priority when we're looking for vendors to service the CNG equipment due to the complex nature of the equipment that we have was to find a company that could provide certified mechanics to oversee their maintenance. Upon contacting Bauer, who is the manufacturer of these compressors, we were led to Clean Energy. Following that, there was no other local providers that had certified technicians. So the second step that we took was to reach out to partnering districts to see if they had similar CNG equipment to ours and then find out recommendations from them who they were using so we could pursue that. In doing so, we came across American Clean Fuels. I had Steve Dixon out to take a look at our facility. He gave us some suggestions on what we could do in the future. But unfortunately, at this time, we could not service our equipment routinely because they're looking to expand new facility construction. But he did recommend John Shield and NGS come out and take a look. We had NGS come out to tour the facility, look at the equipment, and they did provide us with a quote. And upon receiving that quote and during that walk, he also had specified that they had serviced our equipment in the past. So after he left, we looked into that because I wanted to try to see what type of feedback that we had during their period of service, and found out that one of the issues that we did not continue with them is they did not have certified technicians through Bauer, and it was affecting the maintenance agreement because you had to have, in order to maintain the warranty, the first two-year warranty, you had to have certified technicians. And also, we found that they had lengthy response times and their customer service was lacking. So at that time, we had reached out to Clean Energy, who we've used in the past on an on-call basis. And we figured that would be the best selection for the district based on the certified technicians. They're familiar with the equipment facility. They have constant good response times. And we felt that they would be the best selection moving forward.
Any questions? Can I have one. Did this require a bid, or did you just pick the best company that could suit our needs?
Yeah, based on the scope of work and the amount annually, it did not meet the threshold to go to bid of $88,000, and I conferred with the director of purchasing, Rosanna McLeod, on that prior. And it was also based on the fact that their level of service and the fact that they were certified.
Thank you for this information. Okay, I think we're ready to take a vote. Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Let's see. Okay. Thank you. I'm going through all of them. Okay, next is Item number 8D1, to approve the Human Resources Action Report, HR 16-1710. Did I?
C13.
That's why I had them kind of mixed up at first, two, and then I found it.
So it's to two of them. B.
One was 8B13, and one was 8C13.
8B13. C13. Yeah. Well, C13 is not to exceed 15,000.
No, natural gas.
Yeah.
8C13?
Yeah.
8C13 is the CNG.
Right.
This is
financial impact.
Right.
Not to exceed 15,000.
I don't know what the question is.
Jim was saying something about 80,000?
That's the threshold for the bid.
Yeah.
He said that's why it didn't go out to bid.
It didn't go out to bid because it didn't exceed.
Oh, the threshold is 80,000. 18,000. Okay.
88.
Whatever. But the bid came out at 15,000.
Yes, so that's it. Didn't go to it. Didn't go.
Okay.
Out to
okay.
Bid because it didn't reach.
Okay, it's my misunderstanding.
Got to move quick.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Okay, now we're ready for 8D1. Approve the Human Resources Action Report HR 16-1710. Can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion.
I'll second.
Discussion. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carry. I have a question. She voted for it. Was this a recusal or abstention for you, Ms. Pride? I think you asked to pull this one.
This was the Human Resources one.
Okay, we're going to go back and actually we're going to have to start over with the motion because
yes,
I think you
sorry.
Made the motion. Can I have a motion to approve the Human Resources Action Report, HR 16-1710. I need a motion. Second?
I'll second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recuse? Abstain.
Abstain.
Pick that one. Okay. The reason we could do that because she wasn't supposed to make the motion, so the motion wasn't valid.
I forgot about that one.
Okay. I was like pulling teeth. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, we're on the conference section. The next two items are just reminders of an upcoming public hearing on June 6th, 2017, proposed for local control and accountability plan for the 2017 through 20. Whoops, wait, I'm reading it wrong. Is that right? That year?
Yes.
For 17 through 20 year. And that will be held on June 6th. The next item is a notice of upcoming public hearing on June 6th, proposed 2017-18 RUSD fiscal year budget. Next, board member comments. And tonight we get to start with Mr. Malkin. Your turn.
Oh, my God.
You're not ready?
I'm always ready. First, I want to, I'm in the wrong thing here. I'm going over the policies again. First, I want to congratulate all those honored tonight and shout out a big thank you to our teachers as we celebrate the day and the week of the teacher. I'm now looking forward to the Personnel Commission Classified Employee Luncheon, where it's always a good, nice barbecue luncheon. This has been a busy month with attendance at open houses, creating greeting of survey teams and award ceremonies. There was the WASC team and the Golden Ribbon celebrations, banners presented, and new signage for schools. I made new friends at the teacher training session and Congressional Arts Award. I attended the IB presentations and learned about animal safe products and teen pregnancies, heard musical performances and participated in drum circles. I saw dance performances to the music of legends and jazz performances with the Citrus College. I dined with the RCPTA and recognized Oswald, Shellen, and Yabar PTAs and celebrated with the Transportation Department and teachers with the NEA and ARE, and students signing commitments to their college of choice. The highlight of my second year came last Friday when I attended the Best Buddies prom and had my picture taken with the king and the queen. No matter what event there was, there was always good food and friendship and to be had, and all my waistline is showing it. As we move forward to the end of the year, I celebrate another year on the board, and I realize I need a bigger chair next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Malkin. Ms. Friedman?
I really enjoyed all the students getting their awards and seeing their smile. May has been a really busy month. I went to the Walnut City Council meeting, and they were very welcoming, and they suggested giving certificates to our employees of the year. And they were really happy to hear about all the great things that are happening at Roland. I visited several schools and observed a lot of things, many completed projects, GG, the math program, with a partner, Emancipation Act for an ELD lesson, robotics, dual immersion classes, a parent volunteer helping in the music class. His son was in the class. All three music classes, strings, beginning, band, and general music, projects about turtle values, PE, artwork, student-led small group and art project, scientific jackets created by students with a lot of information on them, SBAC messages around the school so students would do well on the test around the campus, evidence in writing, college students working with seventh graders, a fire drill, Earth Day lesson, bulletin board for the class of 2031 with their future job written, sunflower seed plants being measured by students. Students created their own poetry, TK students in groups, one riding bicycles, drawing, etc., grandparents program. I learned that the FRC has a location at Jellick. I saw wonderful things, so many more. I also went to the Career Certification Program Project presentation, Nogales students. There were four of them. I saw the first two presentations that were excellent. And then today I was a judge to listen to like seven students present their portfolio, which was amazing. Avid signing college night was terrific. Also the adult WASC meet and greet. The bus driver appreciation day was I got a great tour by Mary and learned all about the transportation department. It was great, a great lunch. And then I attended an open house. And it was wonderful going to Roland High School, surprising the teachers for Teacher's Day and also becoming a gold ribbon school. And I just wanted to say happy Teacher Appreciation Week, happy Mother's Day, and I'm also looking forward to going to the classified luncheon. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Friedman. Mr. Chen?
Tonight when I walk in the boardroom, I see the faces, excitement. I got excited. Everybody gets excited. So packed the people, and everybody smile, and very excited. And I see parents, teachers, principals, and the community members. I feel the power. I feel the strength, the power. It's a combination of the strength from the parents, from the principals, teachers, all together to create this excitement. And I'm very proud of the district. That's a very, very good sign. So congratulations to all the honorees and make us very happy tonight. And happy Teacher's Day and everyone and the school nurses. Tomorrow, May 10th, it's both the school nurse day and the teacher day. And also the May 21st, 27th is the classified employees day. So good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Ms. Pride?
Normally I just highlight maybe one thing or two things that I have attended, but tonight you guys will have to bear with me. I have more. I'm going to take David's extra time. First, I also want to congratulate all of our award recipients, and I think it just shows everything positive that we have going on in the district. There's so many individuals. No, there's so few individuals who think that everything about the district is negative. That's all they have to say. And I think that tonight was a testament to all of the positive and strong things that are going on in our district that people would see if they just opened their eyes and their ears. So congratulations to all of them. And just a side note to this, in my job at Mount SAC, I work with 35 different high schools running programs at their sites. And I've been visiting all the schools over the last couple of weeks and for the rest of this month. And at four of the meetings that I've attended, I have had teachers come up to me and say, "Hey, I hear you're a board member enrolling." I said, "Yes. Are you hiring?" So that's always one of my favorite things when I go to other school districts and people are asking me if we're hiring. It just says a lot about where we've come. And that's a testament to our teachers, our classified employees, our administration, our superintendent. So thank you guys for all of your hard work. And thank you to our teachers and classified. Enjoy your week of notice recognition. You deserve more than a week, but we'll take the week. One other thing I'd like to address tonight, I abstained or recused myself from several things. Again, working in education, I tend to cross over with a lot of people, form relationships with people, work on projects with people. And then, of course, I work at Mount SAC. So anything related to any project that I work on or any people, individuals that I work with through my position at Mount SAC, I will not vote on them. I will abstain or recuse myself depending upon the nature of my relationship with that program. Real quick, things that were really highlights for me this month. Roland High School's foreign language department, they did a mock wedding. It was fantastic. They did a Korean wedding, a Chinese wedding, a French wedding, a Hispanic wedding. I think it was an Italian wedding. I can't remember all of them, but it was really neat. They had cake. They had food from the different countries and everything, like treats that they give off. So the invitation that they sent was just beautiful. It was fantastic. So that was really cool. I attended the City of La Puente's Easter egg hunt at La Puente Park. Oh, my gosh. The turnout was huge. I have never been in one place with so many kids at one time. Made me a little nervous, but it was great. The kids had a ball. They had a petting zoo, and they had other activities for after the egg hunt. The kids really enjoyed it, and I did run into several Roland families at that event. Avid signing day at Roland High School, that's always a fun thing just to see the kids so excited about going to college, especially since so many of them are first generation. So it was a really neat evening. It made me feel a little old when a girl, I was her cheer coach when she was five, was signing her college graduation, her high school graduation, going to college thing. It just made me realize how old I am. The CTA Professional Day at Telesis, got to stop by there, meet some individuals, spend some time talking to Shay about some of the workshops, popped into a few of the workshops. It was a very nice event, and everybody there loved that campus. They were raving about that campus. The Nogales High School Spring Choir Concert had a huge turnout. There was not enough seats. They had to bring out more chairs, and then it was still standing room only. So the staff and myself and other people who worked with the school or with the district, we all just stood outside after one point because we wanted to make sure the parents got to see their children. But fabulous turnout. The Nogales High School Emerald Spring Dance Concert is always an amazing event. And we were talking, Mr. Malkin and I, about each year how the team gets bigger and progresses more and more and more. So it's been a real pleasure watching them. This one will shock Shay Lohman. Yesterday I was at Wilson High School for a meeting, and as I was leaving, I noticed the Roland High School bus, and it was the boys' JV baseball game playing against Wilson. I actually went and watched for a little while. I don't like baseball. Coach Shay Lohman was my son's first baseball coach, so that was a big thing for me to go watch the baseball game. Also, I went and say that a lot of us also try to continue to support our alumni who are still doing great things after they leave Roland High School. And so this month I had the opportunity to go to the Brian Clay Invitational Track Meet at Azusa Pacific University to watch Roland High School alumni Nick Rivera, who competed in the 1,500-meter race there. And he qualified for the finals, but it got too cold, so I left. But I think he will be running in the open or something at the end of this month. They leave this week or sometime or next week. But it's just really nice when students who attended Roland before reach out to us and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be in town. He goes to Texas Tech currently. He reach out and say, hey, I'm going to be in town. Come watch me run or come see me do this or come see me do that. So that's always a pleasure. So I had a good time in being there to support Nick in his meet. And his mother is still very active in our district because he has a younger sibling who is still in our district. So I got to spend some time with her, too. So neat, a lot of neat events, some other things going on. But to all of you who I won't see before the school year ends, have a wonderful break. Hopefully you'll get a break. I know most of you who are left right now probably don't get a break. But hopefully some of you will get some fun time in during the summer if I don't see you. And a happy early birthday to Gina Wart. And that's it.
Thank you, Ms. Pride. Wow, this being quiet as president, a long time. You got even tonight, didn't you? And to my friend, Ms. Pride and fellow board member, I want to tell you, we look kind of sorry over here. We never recuse. We never abstain because we don't know anybody or go any place, or do we work with anybody. So, okay. So, it was a really nice meeting tonight, seeing all the awardees, and the kids were so happy, and their parents, and all the pictures, and this time of year is really the best. I do want to say happy Classified Employee Week, and also to the nurses and the teachers. So we have all our special groups seem to get recognized this week. Happy birthday to Gina, and happy birthday to Alex Flores. So there's some of that going around. And I want to say a thank you to Shay Lohman and Sharon Castillo, who are the leaders of our two of our negotiating groups and our unions. They've really worked to bring this district together along with Dr. Mitchell and our staff and administration. There's a very palpable change on campuses. You can see the difference in the morale. And when Ms. Pride and I first came onto this board, it was dismal. Employees seemed to be enjoying their work, and twinkle toes are enjoying their work. I think Shay mentioned today that more and more are enjoying coming to the district, and they're glad they're here. And I just want to thank them for helping us, too, because we all have to work together as a team. And I'm going to give Dr. Mitchell and Brandy a list of the things I've done. I'm not going to go through all of it again. But one thing that I think is good for the district is when we're involved with the cities and the communities around us. I know Ms. Friedman talked about Walnut. I've been going to the West Covina liaison meetings. And I think the meetings are really helpful. One of the things that they're doing is collecting money from businesses, trying to get sponsorships to start an after-school program to help keep some of these students at risk off the streets. Their board wants to stress high school age and the arts, but according to the people setting up the program who have all the information, a lot of the school districts feel that that's not the only age. We need to start a little younger than that because some of these kids, you know, they start going out and carousing around when they're young. And if we can get them interested in something, it doesn't have to be art necessarily. It could be robotics. It could be computers. Dr. Mitchell liked coding because the students really enjoy those things. And if we can do some of those things for our students, namely, I think we're talking about Giano and Nogales High School, but and also Telesis, because we'd really like to get some really good after-school programs going for those students. So stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. And good night. Okay. May I have a motion to it? I don't think we need to go back to closed session. Let's adjourn. Like, may I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
A second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Good job.
The time is 9:38 for adjournment.
Good job.